From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 994th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Porter Wagoner.
I met a little girl in the state of Arkansas. Her name, it was Mirandy. I wanted to love so I could call her. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. My, oh my, if the apple of your eye don't think you're real chin dandy, take my advice and put it on ice, boy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. Tell her lies and feed her candy. And rough, and if your sugar gets sandy, you can bet your boots she'll strut her stuff. If you'll tell her lies and feed her candy, tell her lies and feed her candy. My, oh my, if the apple of your eye don't think you're real chin dandy, take my advice and put it on ice, boy. Tell her lies and feed her candy, tell her lies and feed her candy.
Tell her lies and feed her candy. Thank you so much, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, welcome yourself, Porter. We're happy to have you here with us.
Thank you, Grant Turner. And now how about telling the folks who else is on the show?
Well, Porter, we got Miss June Carter and Fred Smith to supply the comedy.
Mighty, mighty fine.
And then there's Hank Garland and Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson, and all the Opry square dancers.
And don't forget our special guest tonight, Bill Monroe and all of the Bluegrass Boys.
Well, we'll hear from Bill in a little while, but right now, it's time we heard a little from that country comic who hails from up East Tennessee way. They call him the Nose over there. They say the Nose was born, and he just grew onto it. Fred Smith. Hey!
Well, I'm going to talk a little about myself tonight, a little bit. Of course, first, I was born, you know. I took after my father, but he didn't leave much. Of course, he was a lawyer, I think he was, because when he saw me for the first time, he said, "I object," and moved. Well, we moved everywhere, and out west, we moved all over the west. Of course, my forefathers were all pioneers, and my foremothers, they was too.
By the way, Fred, what kind of a home do you have?
Well, it was an old farmhouse. In fact, it was so old that we had to paint it before the building inspectors would condemn it. And my daddy was a lieutenant colonel in the Army of the Unemployed. And we was so poor that I was born at home. And I was a bottle baby, but somebody took the cork out and I got away. But I was a sanitary baby. Why, even when I sucked my thumb, I used a straw. And by the time I was 7, I gave my father gray hair, my goodness, which pleased him very much because he was bald at the time. And I never was stout. Well, when I was a child, I had to use a bicycle pump to blow up my bubble gum. And hungry? Well, we was so poor, we painted mothballs green and eat them for Brussels sprouts. Of course, they didn't taste so good, but they sure kept the moths out of our stomach, so... But now, I'm taking up too much of Orange's time. Where's that dad blame June Carter's what I want to know.
Oh, Fred, you like the girls, I gather.
Right? No, I like the girls I gather, Porter. I bought that dead blame June a present, I did. It's a 300-piece dinner set's what it is. Well, it was just supposed to be a 24-piece, but I tripped to coming home from the store, you know. And that June is pretty, they, my goodness, she is. That's the prettiest woman I ever seen. In fact, she's taking these mud pack treatments, you know, to make her pretty. They told her that in 10 treatments, well, she'd look like Betty Grable. And it's a work that I know because she ain't had but 5 of them, and she already looks like Harry James. I've got to go. I'll see you.
Oh, thank you, Fred. Thanks a lot. Now then, it's time that we heard from our guest tonight. So, folks, I want you to make him feel mighty welcome here now. Boy from Kentucky, Bill Monroe and all of the Bluegrass Boys. Bill, I know that it's nothing new to you, but I'd like to say it anyway. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thanks, Porter. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Bill, I know that you and the boys have been mighty busy playing personal appearances, but I also know that you have out some new Decca records that sound mighty good.
There's one I like especially, Porter, entitled Brand New Shoes.
I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. Don't look at me like you think I've got the blues. I'm walking around and around, and I'm seeing most of the town. I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. So I'm talking to myself. Oh, no, she ain't put me on the shelf. I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. I'll be doggone if I'm gonna cry the blues. Be on your way, cause I got no time to lose. I'm wanting your company, and I'm needing you here with me. I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes. So I'm talking to myself. Oh, no, she ain't put me on the shelf. I'm breaking in a brand new pair of shoes.
Say, Fred, do you know that next Friday's Halloween?
Well, it sure is, Porter, and I sure did have a time when I was a kid. Square dancing in the old hayloft, ducking for apples in a tub of water, and playing ghosts and the scaring folks and all. But you know, Porter, times have changed. Things is a lot different nowadays.
Well, all except Prince Albert smoking tobacco, Fred. It hadn't changed a bit. Prince Albert is still America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now, that's a fact, Porter. And a tin of Prince Albert is always fresh and mild and mellow, just like it's always been.
P.A.'s crimp cut, too, Fred, and it tastes just like a good smoke ought to. That special Prince Albert process locks in all the flavor of the fine natural tobacco, making men like P.A. too. It rolls easy, smokes good, never dribbles out the ends. So all you smokers, if you want a tasty, cool, satisfying, comfortable smoke, light up Prince Albert, America's joy smoke. Tommy Jackson and his fiddling all the Opry Square dancers with a great old-timer, Mississippi Sawyer. Fiddler, Tommy. Woo-hoo!
old ankle didn't go hog dog. Say, I'm waiting for your soul. Later on, you can go. Go to the left, swing the corner by yourself. Swing my, swing for, swing the corner.
Thank you, Tommy Jackson and all the square dancers. That's one of the Grand Ole Opry's favorite tunes.
Yeah,
right?
Say, speaking of favorite tunes, Porter, the other day up at the station, I heard you sing a song. It sure made a hit with me. I think it's one of my favorites.
Well, which one was that?
Well, now, you remember the one. Remember, we were sitting in that big studio talking, and you started singing this song.
Oh, sure. I think I know the one you mean, Grant. And, by the way, thanks for reminding me. When I sing this song, I always think of an elderly old lady who lives up home. She always used to say that folks should live their lives so that if Jesus happened to just walk into the house any time, you wouldn't be ashamed. So here's the song, If Jesus Came to Your House.
What would you do? What would you do? If Jesus came to spend some time with you,
if Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. When you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you need to change some things before you let him in? Like burn some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been. Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about to hide your worldly music, put some hymn books out? Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food that you would serve to him would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him that you was glad to have him there, that serving him in your home was joy beyond compare. But what about your family conversation? Would it keep up its normal pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on, or sigh with great relief when finally he had gone? You know, it might be interesting to know the things you'd do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you.
What would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you?
Thank you. Thank you so very much. And tomorrow, why don't you plan to attend church and take the kids and the whole family along with you? I'm sure you would enjoy it. Now, here is my good friend Hank Garland, one of the number one guitar players around the country nowadays. And Hank's going to play a real old-timer for us tonight, Old Dan Tucker.
Thank you.
Hank Garland, one of the greatest. Now, here's another great entertainer who is a favorite with the Grand Ole Opry listeners. That girl with the wagon tongue and the quick wit, Miss June Carter. Well, hi, June. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Did you see that old Fred Smith out here?
Yeah, he was out here a few minutes ago.
He's got the awfulest nose on him I ever seen. Did you see that? I'm telling you what, me and him, we went for a little date the early part of the week, but I'm just kind of scared to death. I'm afraid there's other women in his life.
Oh, now, June, listen. Fred told me just a little while ago that his heart belonged to you.
Well, the rest of him's going out with somebody else, then. He's a pretty good old boy. He really is. He's all right. You all just ain't know him too good yet, but you'll get to know him better.
I'll tell you, Jim, he is a good fella. And by the way, he has several outstanding characteristics.
Yeah, and the one that stands way out yonder is his nose. What? Y'all heard of nose drops? Well, his did. He's got the awfulest nose I've ever seen. I never saw such a nose on... Hello, Fred. Old buddy. Old nod head. Old nose. I mean, you got a nice nose, Fred. I like the way it turns up on the end, and then down, and then sideways. Look at that. I never saw such a nose.
Hey, woman, would you hush, shut your mouth so I can see who you are?
My mouth?
Yes.
I've got a little mouth, a little dainty mouth.
I've never seen such a mouth in all my life.
Well,
open that mouth a minute.
All right, I'll open it. Here it is.
Uh-oh, shut it. I might fall in.
Well, your big old nose would hold you out. You couldn't get very fur.
Hey, open it again here a minute.
All right, I'll open it again.
Big and wide.
Ah.
Now, you need a shoe shine. A little wider. Looks just like Mammoth Cave. That's what it looks like.
Man, well, let's just look in yours here. I want to see what you've got.
Well, look. Huh?
Just what I thought. Natural bridge. I don't know what I've been fighting about you for anyway. I had a fight over him this last week with that old girl he runs around with, Sophie.
Malkin Twitch.
Malkin Twitch.
Miss Malkin Twitch to you.
I was going to whip her too, buddy, and I had me a boxing glove, and I put me an anvil in her and a horseshoe and a bag of cement, and there's just one thing that kept me from whooping a bar out of her.
Couldn't get the glove off the floor.
Yeah, I hauled off. And I swung at her.
And missed.
And then I let her have it again right in the same place.
Boy, she did.
Buddy, I got my nose right between her teeth, and I got my eyeballs in her thumbs and my ears in her hand, and then I kind of let up on her a little bit because I knowed I had her. It was a bloody battle. It really was. Yes, sir.
Yes, June took her big mouth and bit off Sophie's toe.
But Fred, he reached and grabbed me with his big old bony nose.
I saved her for myself to do the square dance boppery.
And if you folks want to see this dance done, come to the Grand Ole Opry.
Hey, June, are you and your fella planning on taking in the Halloween party next week?
Oh, we sure are, Porter. You know nothing makes a girl look prettier than a drink of hard cider. Inside a man.
Well, now, I don't know about that, but I do know nothing makes a pipe smoke as good as a bowl full of that fresh, mild and mellow crimp-cut Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, that's exactly what my boyfriend says.
Prince Albert's always fresh, and it gives a smoking man just the taste that he wants. That special PA process guarantees that because it locks in all the flavor of the fine tobacco. Making men like PA, too. It rolls easy, smokes good. So, friends, if it's cool, tasty, comfortable smoking that you want, don't let anyone spook you. You get Prince Albert and see for yourself why it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now it's time that we had our guest back out here once again. So, folks, I want you to get together and give him a great big welcome. He has out a brand new record for the Decca folks, and believe me, it is a dandy, too. Bill Monroe and Panhandle Country. Bill? Boy, that's his new one out on Decca, Panhandle Country. Now it's time for a song from another of our featured performers. So here he is, the man from the mountains, Grandpa Jones, and one side of his big Decca record called Don't Look Back. Grandpa.
With the coming of the dawn, when I wake to find you gone, my life will be darkness and despair. What a joy it would bring to me if tomorrow I could see you with all your loveliness just waiting there. My whole world was bright till you told me that tonight you were leaving, for your love for me was dying. At the ending of the day, and you'd only walk away. Don't look back, for you're sure to see me crying.
Grandpa, thank you just a whole lot.
Say, Porter, you mind if I step in here for just a moment?
Why, go right ahead, Grandpa.
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about new records tonight, Bill Monroe and Grandpa and all them. But now I happen to know that you've got a big new one out of the RCA Victor label. But before we hear it, tell us just a little about what you've been doing lately, what your plans are.
Well, actually, Grant, we have just been traveling around the country making personal appearances and, of course, making some new records for RCA Victor. And we just got back off of a very nice trip up in Ontario, Canada.
Oh, you have. Sound like you've been real busy, Porter. But now we've got to move right along, folks. So here he is, Porter Wagoner, with his big new record, Dear Lonesome.
Dear Lonesome, with a broken heart.
If I could write myself a letter, here's how I would start.
Dear lonesome, with a broken heart,
how are things since she has left you, as your whole world fell apart?
Dear lonesome, with a broken heart,
in answer to this letter, I'd say yes, it's very true. No lonely heart in all the world could feel the way I do. If I could write myself a letter, here's how I would start.
Dear lonesome, with a broken heart.
This letter, I'd say yes, it's very true. No lonely heart in all the world could feel the way I do. If I could write myself a letter, here's how I would start.
Dear lonesome, with a broken heart.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, that's the signal for us to be leaving you, neighbors. It is mighty, mighty nice having you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. And tune in next week when Hawkshaw Hawkins will be the star, and he'll have along with him Johnny and Jack and all the Tennessee Mountain Boys. So until then, this is Porter Wagoner saying thanks for everything, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Taste a real cigarette. Taste a real cigarette.
Have a Camel.
The best tobacco makes the best smoke. So have a Camel, have a real smoke. So rich in flavor, mild all the way. No wonder it's the number one smoke in the USA.
Taste a real cigarette. Taste a real cigarette.
Have a Camel. Have a Camel.
More people smoke Camels today than any other cigarette of any kind. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.